Thanks for listening to Leadership Level Up. I'm Brian Prairie.
And I'm Dr. Jeff Williamson.
I am just starting my leadership journey.
And I've been guiding leaders for 30 years.
Our podcast aims to shine a spotlight on outstanding leaders and provide a platform for them to describe their leadership journey and share the guiding principles that have helped them become great leaders.
Welcome to Leadership Level Up Podcast. I'm your host, Jeff Williamson, my co-host, Brian Prairie, here with us. And we're back with our friend, Bill Janke. In a past interview, we had talked about concepts of leadership and people who are great role models to you. And that was a fun conversation. Today, we want to talk more about leadership, but more specifically in the current role that you're in, which is you're the executive director of the Kankakee Riverfront Society, known as the Currents of Kankakee. It is the project. And that is just an incredible, exciting thing that is happening. That's in the present, not future tense. That is happening. And there's just a lot of people and a lot of organizations in this community that are really excited about that. And I remember when I heard they'd hired you for that role, I'm like, well, of course they did. Bill's perfect for that, you know, because you have such a vested interest and love for this community and all things community. So first of all, welcome. And I'm excited to have you to talk about the Currents of Kankakee.
Well, thank you so much. That was a really nice way to say that. I was speaking the other day at Kankakee Community College for the Watershed Conference. And I was talking about just that, like, well, I love the river. The river's great. Yeah. But I'm not going to do a job like this for somebody else's river that goes through somebody else's town. Like, this is our community. And so that's kind of where my passion for it comes from. And creating something that kind of makes people reimagine how they experience the riverfront is going to be exciting.
Yeah. And for me, just as Joe Q citizen who loves this community as well, and I know Brian does too, I am so excited that something that I know for many, many years has been dreamed and envisioned. And there have been other steps prior to this that have built the way or paved the way for that. You know, so there are organizations and people who have seen this for many, many years, in spite of the naysayers. We're going to talk about them, but it's like, that's why I emphasize it is happening. Yes. You know, that those plots of land along the river, those have been acquired and things are happening. Mm-hmm. And so I'm so excited that you get to be like the chief storyteller of that. There's a lot of other things on your job.
That's a good, way to say it. Though.
Yeah.
I like that. I'm going to steal that from you.
It's all yours, man. It's all yours.
Okay, good.
Chief, because in all seriousness, that's, and I know you've done marketing in your career and a lot of other things, but that's really at the essence for us. You know, Brian is a CFO. Yeah, CFO. You're the chief creative officer for Pathfinder. And it's like,
you don't want me in charge of the finances.
No, that would be bad. It's about telling stories. Storytelling is so important. Yeah. And in your role with that, I think, man, that's what people's hearts connect to. I mean, I love strategic plans and I love vision and futuristic thinking, but I think for a lot of people, just seeing and hearing stories to go, let me show you what we're going to be doing here at the East Riverwalk, stage one, and telling that story and helping them see that here's what we're going to do. The money is coming in for that. It's happening, right?
It is.
How exciting is that?
It's really, because I'm getting kind of goosebumps just thinking about it right now. It's really, and you're right. The term happening is perfect because there's grant funds that are now in place to make it happen.
Yes.
You know, we have $600,000 from the State Department of Natural Resources that they see the vision in this. From the federal government, from Senator Durbin's office, almost $500,000 there.
Right.
So and that on top of, you know, cities dedicated some money to this from their TIF fund that's going good there.
Yeah.
And the, you know, from the community.
Yeah.
Like, we've gotten some great response from community members saying, okay, I can get behind this.
Yeah. Yeah. And in fairness to those, be that individuals, organizations, whoever, it's so exciting when you see the things you just mentioned, like, you know, funds from here, a grant from here, and allotment from here. And then I think some of the people that are kind of like sitting on the fence and waiting, they're saying, okay, I think 600,000 or 500,000, you start hearing these numbers and they're like, okay, this is really going to happen. Right. So I think I'm going to help. Yeah. I want to get on board, be that a local corporation or 10 and individuals to say, this is happening.
Yeah, it makes my job a little easier when you can.
Oh, I'm sure.
When you're not starting from scratch.
Yeah. Let me share the hundreds of thousands of dollars in grants and gifts that we have received and that are allotted for this project.
Well, and I think as far as, you know, the whole topic of leadership, the board that we have for the Kankakee Riverfront Society is
stellar.
Phenomenal.
Yeah.
Just stellar. And they're people who, you know, and it's really kind of cool that while it is right here in the city of Kankakee, this is going to be a regional destination. Something that, you know, I think the river is bigger than any one town, any one municipality. So I feel like from that point of view, it's going to be a lot of fun.
It's just going to be our home court. Right. just, no pun intended.
It's in Kankakee, but it's going to be for everybody.
It's everybody's home court.
Yeah. As an avid lover of the river, I was instantly just like, how do I become involved with this? So I'm on the marketing committee. Mm-hmm. So being able to help tell that story and being and now Bill's a part of it. And because that's the thing, like, I did hear the naysayers and they're like, well, they need to get the money. Or and I'm just like, well, no, we have the money now. Yeah. It's moving forward.
Yeah.
The spot that's by the river that they're starting with first, the East River Walk. Trees are down. There are things moving forward. Yeah. And that to me, and that's exciting to see progress. But also for me, I know it's not going to be done before my lifetime. But that's actually exciting because it's going to keep going. Yeah.
There's going to be more and more and more and more. And that's where they get phase one, phase two, phase three, and so on, because it can grow because we have this rich river in front of us. And there's so much that can happen beyond when we can even picture it. I mean, I was thinking a year ago, you know, they had the ribbon cutting down at the East Riverwalk property, which was exciting in itself. I'm like, we didn't know about the funding that has happened now. We didn't know about the grants and the federal and state resources that have come. Yeah. I'm like, man, we were excited then. We didn't even know all that, now.
And now, like, our private philanthropy is, well, I think we're going to get some, it's going to grow more. But we're up over $215,000, $220,000 in that.
Right.
So that's exciting.
Yeah, like, that's so exciting.
So the pieces are all coming together. You know, there's still a ways to go to really,
of course.
You got a few hundred thousand dollars here and there to still raise. Yeah, yeah. So and we're going to be, you know, as the final drawings come in very soon, kind of helping, it's going to help us make that case of, okay, here's where we're at. Here's where we need to be. And once people know, like, oh, there's a lot.
Could you help?
It's already here.
Yeah,
right. Let's get it across the finish line and make this happen.
Exactly. And I think that's part of the momentum of fundraising. Mm-hmm. When you can tell that story that we have a big chunk of funds. We're not there yet. But man, with your help,
we're on,
top of this, we're so close. Help us, as you said, help us push across the finish line for this phase. And then when that happens, it's like, well, here it is. This is what we did first. Now the next step is this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Keep building that. Yeah.
And I think once people see things happening there,
right.
One of the struggles right now is that while we got more funding coming in, you know, if you get federal funding, it's also tied to, and I'm not the best person to speak to all this because there's engineering work, there's soil testing, there's environmental permits, there's a whole list of things that have to happen.
Right.
And I've been real gung-ho on talking about, let's go, go, go. We're going to break ground in September. And well, we want to. And we want to have some things that we can start doing to show progress there. Mm-hmm. But like, there's like serious soil borings that have to get done. There's some investigation and figuring out, okay, how is this concrete wall going to work along the river? And there's some, just, you're working with the Illinois Department of Transportation too, because it's going to connect to roadways that aren't under local control. So there's a lot of moving parts there that when you just drive by the site, you don't see. And it's my job to kind of make sure we're keeping it a priority, because those things all have to keep moving.
Sure.
Right. And there's people who are really good at doing that. There's the Hitchcock group.
Right. They've been involved from way back.
And they've done They've done this before.
They know that stuff.
They know working with Pigish Engineering here locally, and then the different aspects of that have to be outsourced. So we've got some good people on our team doing that.
Right.
It's just my job to make sure that in the community, we the story keeps happening. This is going.
Yeah.
It's happening.
And the infrastructure that you just described, that's so important to doing it right, doing it well, and providing that foundation for it. Then when things start popping up that are visible, then it's so much easier to say, yes, here's all the things we've taken care of.
Yes.
That are already done. That we can go full steam here.
When I think, the thing I wish I could have, and Brian, maybe you can dream this up.
Okay.
I wish I could have like virtual reality to be able to take people there and to see what it would
take a look.
Take a look.
Put the
glasses on. Here's what it's going to look like.
That's a cool metaphor too. It's like just take a look.
Just take
a look. And see what could be.
Yeah. When there's parts of it that kind of have to be at the elevation. Like the elevation changes, the views that you're going to be seeing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I think once we kind of cleared out a little bit of space there, I realize it too. Like, wait a second. I can see all the way down and see the river curve.
Right.
And this is just a spectacular.
Yeah. Right. And that was just initial clearing and cleanup. Right. And then from across the river, looking back at that property, it looks really different. Or standing on the Schuyler Bridge, looking to the north and a little northeast. Man, that is so cool.
Yeah. Well, and one of the crazy things I've done with this project, and on a personal level, is that I purchased the house across the street. Not the street, but it feels like the street to me. Across the river from.
Right.
Right there. And so like my bedroom window is there.
You're looking at it.
I'm looking right at it.
Yeah.
And I put this my uncle Paul Yonka is an artist, and he would make just kind of letters. And so he made letters, and I took to spell that next to my window. Mm-hmm. And I look at it and remind me like, okay, that's what we're working on.
Up every day. You don't have to wonder what you're working on.
That's it.
That's where it begins right there.
That's where it starts.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I feel really honored to be a part of this. And a lot of it is because, you know, being around people who are looking, like Brian was saying, way into the future.
Yeah.
Thinking about, okay, this is the first phase of this, but it's the time when our community like kind of turns and repositions itself.
Right.
I think about it like when you're driving and you make a turn and you're being, what do they call it in the GPS? When it's redirecting.
Redirecting.
Reroute. You're going to like spin everything around again. And wait, we have the river that's here. Mm-hmm. Why don't we face that more often? Mm-hmm. Why don't we celebrate that? I think communities, we look at the things we build and celebrate, like churches we build, celebrate. We celebrate, build homes and sports, and we build arenas for that. Yeah. And like, I feel like this is our way of like celebrating, doing the investment to celebrate the river and to have a gathering place that really, while we love so many of the park settings along the river and the trails that have been developed, and those are great too. This is like, kind of developing that piece that celebrates the river.
I love that.
It's working together too.
Yeah.
It's
like, I like to think of it, and I know that some people will think, oh, why don't we do anything on the river? We hear that over and over again.
Yeah. Well, it's a beautiful resource that it seems sometimes to be underutilized, but this project is putting that river in the spotlight.
It reminds me like of how long Wrigley Field was there before the people that lived across the street realized, wait, we could just put some bleachers up here and watch the game.
And make a lot of money selling those seats.
But like, I feel a little bit like that about this project
Why
too.
Why haven't we highlighted until
recently? It's always been kind of the places that really are great at celebrating the river, like amazing backyards, which I love. Now that I have a backyard that faces the river, I think that's pretty cool. Really? And there's been so many friends who've had places on the river that you feel like, wow, this is magical.
Mm-hmm.
And let's do that for everybody. Like our whole community has this magical place on the river. Yeah. So I think like, yeah, let's put those bleachers on top of the buildings and watch the game. Let's celebrate it. We got something cool next to us. Let's pay attention to it. I really like that.
But celebrate the river.
Yeah. But Wrigley Field was there 70 some years before anybody did that.
Yeah. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, so many exciting things coming related to the riverfront development. What would be some ways, this is a shameless plug for the Currents of Kankakee, what would be some ways that community people could learn more, the website, mm-hmm. If they like, I love that, I want to give, I want to support, where would you suggest they go to learn more?
A couple things like that. The Currents of Kankakee.com is the website, and there's opportunities there. We had we're kind of putting all the pieces together. We had a project where we're selling bricks of the old boathouse.
Yeah.
And we're not actually taking the boathouse apart. We're preserving it.
Right.
But people are buying a brick, a unique, wonderful, multicolored bricks that are there. Yeah. And then having a digital element where you can go in and see, okay, this one's mine.
This is my part of it.
Here's my part of it. Here's my story. Yeah. So those are at, can be bought for $50 to $200. And that's a great way for a lot of families to be a part of it. We're also looking for people to make larger donations, mm-hmm. companies. And we're going to be, now that we've got some of these other plans in place and some of the other grant fundings come through, we're making a bigger community push
to
do that.
Well, and you know this too, as I worked in this community over a decade, I often interacted with the companies and organizations that mean so much to our community in this area. Mm-hmm. And I would often hear them say, we need more things for future employees to do, or we need more things to attract employees here to work at our company mm-hmm. or that company. And this is one of the big pieces to creating those kind of spaces, to which now this is just me speaking to it, is like, okay, friends and neighbors, we've been asking for this to help elevate our community. Now's your opportunity mm-hmm. to be a part of that.
That's something I've heard over and over again. Mm-hmm. This is great. We want to highlight something like this to attract employees. I think about one of my measures of success in this job. Thinking about, I want people a few years from now to, when they travel, when, if they're from here or they're not from here, I want people to say, oh, have you seen what they're doing in Kankakee?
Let's go
look. Have you seen what they're doing there, River? You got to go look at that. You got to go see this. Mm-hmm. And is, because you hear that about other towns. Mm-hmm. You hear about, mm-hmm. oh, you see what they did with their downtown? You see what they did with this? Let's do that. Yeah. Let's make that our story.
Yeah. Have them come here and say, I wonder if we could do in our town what Kankakee's done with the river here.
Yeah. Exactly.
Isn't this beautiful? Isn't this amazing?
Yeah.
Wow, how did you get that? How did you ever do this? Mm-hmm. And then we can tell that story all over again.
Yeah.
So, well, it's still happening.
Yeah.
But here's how we did
it. It takes time.
10 mm-hmm. years or whatever. Yeah.
Well, I think so much too is that I'm real passionate about making the river something for everybody.
Right.
Like one of the projects I loved, and I wasn't directly doing it when I worked for the Kankakee School District, is teaching kids how to kayak and canoe in the swimming pool. Mm-hmm. And then eventually graduating to the river and learning that safety, learning that. And I think once you get out on the river and see our community from that perspective,
it's a whole different.
Oh, it's magical. Yeah. It's wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And while this isn't actually on the river, you're right there on the river.
Yeah.
And making that kind of magical experience mm-hmm. in a setting like this, and then being kind of the entryway to like, okay, well, this is what we celebrate here.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Well, I love that. I think that's a cool thought for us to kind of finish up with, is celebrate the river and see it from a different perspective, whether mm-hmm. that's in a kayak mm-hmm. on the river, or you're on the other side of the river looking back toward the East River Walk and what's coming and happening. I think that's a great, great thought for you to leave with us, is celebrate the river and see things from a different perspective.
Yeah. It's exciting.
It is. I'm excited. I was excited beforehand, and I'm really fired up now.
Yeah. Very cool.
So thanks for coming and talking to us about the Currents of Kankakee. It's great. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you so much. You need to get your batteries recharged every once in a while. You guys are great.
I hope we can do that. Thank you so much. Thanks for joining us. And thanks for joining us on the Leadership Level Up podcast.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Leadership Level Up. Please subscribe so you don't miss future conversations with great leaders.